Alaska lures visitors from all over the world during its peak summer season, but Eduardo Isa and his wife Leticia Rodriguez probably take the cake for putting the most miles on a vehicle to get here. The two drove to Alaska from the furthest point in South America, in Argentina.
I had this dream, 10 years dream, to across America from the bottom to the top. We passed through 19 countries already. And it was an amazing experience. We left Brazil March last year, and we went down south first to Patagonia area in Ushuaia. It's the last city on the bottom of South America. And then we start to come up to the Pacific side from Chile and then Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia.
The couple is from a small town near Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, but have long dreamed of driving the entire coastline of both North and South America. They have made the trek in a Ford truck with a custom-built camper on the bed. Their trip included Cuba, among the places they stopped at that can't be reached by road.
There is a part of the bottom of Central America that there is no road. It's called Darien Gap. In this area, you have to put the car in a ferry and across to Panama.
Eduardo says his impression of Cuba was grim.
They are becoming far and far away from the technology. And you see the people, they have no emails. They don't have access of internet. And they don't have cars, good cars. They live in houses and apartments. It's in ruins. They have no money to rebuild.
He says they had no problems traveling from one country to the next and felt safe all the way through Central America and Mexico. They completed the northbound trek on the East Coast U.S. and then drove west through both Canada and the U.S., then up the Alcan. The most memorable event along the Alcan?
I think this is one of the best parts of this trip, the Alaska Highway. From White Horse to the Alaska border, we saw just in one day 18 bears, and the next day we saw 2 grizzly bears. And one of our amazing scenes in our trip, we saw a grizzly bear chasing a moose on the road. And then they went inside a lake, and the moose swimming and the grizzly swimming behind was incredible. And after 15 minutes, the grizzly quit. He couldn't afford to go behind the moose. The moose is very fast in the water.
Eduardo and Leticia also drove to Prudhoe Bay, toured Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula, and have put 50,000 miles on the truck before heading south to see what the west coast of the Americas looks like. Check out his website at travelesiadasamericas.com.br.